This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin remains in critical condition today after he went into cardiac arrest during last night's Monday Night Football game. Medical personnel had to administer CPR for a few minutes to revive him, and he was taken off the field by ambulance to the hospital. The NFL announced today that it will not reschedule the game for this week, but no decision has been made on whether it could happen later. The incident with Hamlin, though, raises new questions about player safety and health. And here to talk about this is Randy Sklar, one half of the Sklar Brothers and co-host of the podcast View from the Cheap Seats. Hi there.
Hi, Madeline. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And Happy New Year. We were scheduling you to come on to talk about happier topics, but then this incident happened last night.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about the fact that USC lost an insane game to Tulane, or the Michigan lost to TCU and Ohio State to Georgia. Those were incredible games and lots to talk about. But this is the entire sports world stopped last night after this happened to Damar Hamlin.
Right, right. So tell us, it seemed like the entire sports world stopped, and yet apparently the NFL was willing to have the game continue. Is that right? Do we know what happened?
So, this whole thing happened. I think everybody was shocked because, and again, you can see by the way the players on the field reacted to what was what they were witnessing, that this is something that they'd never seen before. I mean, this kid's heart stopped. And they're administering CPR, as you mentioned before, for several minutes. You know, the grown men, football players, the toughest dudes in the world, doesn't matter. They're just openly weeping at what they're seeing. It's different than any serious injury that they've ever seen. And again, it's like, I mean, we're watching shadows on a cave wall. We can't actually watch the actual thing, and which is actually a good thing. You don't want to watch the medical workers doing what they're doing. But that just showed you how crazy it was. So I think it threw the entire league into shock. And you got to give kudos to the league because, I was listening today. They prep for these types of injuries. And the medical staff ran out there so fast. There were people at ESPN who were watching just the ABC ESPN feed, which is different than the broadcast feed. And they said when they watched the medical workers just sprint out, they knew something was really wrong. So let's go back to the play for a second. And I guess this is like a difficult thing to talk about. The play itself was an unremarkable play. It wasn't like someone speared him in the chest with the crown of his helmet and he went down. And this is, we can point to it as this is such a, Hamlin, a pass went over the middle from, Joe Burrow to T. Higgins on the Cincinnati Bengals. He caught it. Hamlin, who's a defensive back, a safety for Buffalo, tackled him and they both went down. Maybe T. Higgins' helmet hit him in the chin. It's hard to tell. They were close. He got up, his legs wobbled, and then he fell back down to the ground. And apparently that was the moment where things were happening. And it just was an unremarkable play. So it's hard to point. It's a violent sport. I think to me, I was trying to grapple with an analogy. To me, it's like summiting Everest. You know, there's an area in Everest called the death zone. If you're camping in the death zone, you know the risks of what you're doing up there. It's called the death zone for a reason. You know, but, and I think most players today are saying they just can't comprehend something like this happening. They can see an injury, an ACL, even a broken back or something like that. But this is just out of the realm.
Right. But it does seem incredibly rare. We don't see that this often. We do, however, see a lot of head injuries. And in this season in particular, we've seen a couple involving the Miami Dolphins quarterback.
Yeah.
So hasn't the NFL put in some safety measures to try to prevent these debilitating head injuries?
They absolutely have. They've tried to make the game a lot safer in terms of much harsher penalties for players leading with the crown of their head, going after any type of headshot whatsoever. If it's even a slap to the head with your hand, those are like big, big penalties that can change the course of the game. So there's a major deterrent to not do that if you're an opposing player. They're taught a different way to tackle with your shoulder and that. Of course, things happen. You know, every single time two players meet, these are track level type you know, athletes running at speeds of 4 or 5 or less 40-yard dash into each other. It's like the worst car accident you've ever been in your entire life. Every single time two players hit each other, if they hit dead on. So there is that threat always, but they've really changed how you can hit a quarterback, how you can hit a defenseless player in the open field, like a wide receiver or something. But again, this didn't seem like it was brought on by an impact play. It may have been, but there just didn't seem to be anything there. It seemed like a routine tackle. And that's, I think, what is hard for people to grapple with right now.
Right, right. So given that, do you think that this will spur any more rules changes or any other ways to make the sport, as you say, it is a brutal sport, safer? Is it even possible to do that?
I mean, they're trying the best they can. And this is the hard thing for the NFL to deal with, is that players who leave the league, some of them are fine. And then a bunch of them have terrible CTE, which causes them to have, you know, deep depression and inability to feed themselves or communicate. And, you know, this happens to people who, you know, you're looking at someone who's 50 years old and they look like they're 80 years old in a wheelchair because of how many hits they took to their head. And that's the problem with the sport. You can't eliminate all contact from the sport. And so it's just, it's very difficult for them because they're in a bit of a quandary, but they can try and make it safer. And I think this incident will put player safety even further to the front of the line. It's already at the front of the line of things that they're dealing with, but you know, you have to give them credit because their emergency people were there. They practice it 90 minutes before the game. They run these emergency tests all the time, and they were able to get DeMar Hamlin's pulse going again. They would get his heartbeat up again on the field, which is remarkable. And I just want to say, I want to add, because I wanted to reach out to a medical person that I knew. I reached out to my friend Ritu Sani, who is to ask him just what are the odds of this kid surviving. He's an emergency physician and EMS medical director in Portland, Oregon. Okay. And he said, this is what he said. And I think this is interesting. I want to read it because he said, it's hard to speculate about him individually since we don't know what happened exactly. But in cardiac arrest, the key factors are 1, witnessed arrest, which they witnessed it, 2, early CPR, which they did, 3, early defibrillation. According to the Bills, he had a pulse when he left the field, which means he's likely met all 3. In most systems, he would have at least a 50% chance of survival. And since the downtime was relatively short, maybe 75 to 80%, if he survives the hospital discharge, his chances of being neurologically intact are in fact very good. In his shop, 96% of survivors are neuro intact. And that's all dependent on the issue being a primary cardiac arrest. But if it was something like a head injury, we don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. Let's hope for the best.
Fingers
He's young
crossed.
After all and otherwise healthy. So Randy, thank you so much for coming on today and talking about
this. Of course. Thank you.
Randy Sklar, one half of the Sklar Brothers. And you can check out their podcast, View from the Cheap Seats. Coming up, shows other than football to watch, the highlights of the new television season. Our critics are here next on Press Play.